This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes. Wonderful fireworks on Saturday.
So, what did you guys do over there at the farm?
Well, we don't do it at the farm for the last several years. My daughter insists we do it at her house now.
Okay.
But I always take the finales and...
Done.
So we had just the family and me, and but we had wonderful fireworks. I didn't get to bed till almost 11 o'clock.
Yeah. Now, when that's pretty late, Dr. Sheely, for you.
That is 3 hours.
Yeah.
But it was fun. And interesting, the guy that I've visited for 30 years to buy my fireworks told me that his sales this year were up 300%.
Wow.
So people apparently, instead of whatever big firework festivals go on, didn't happen, so people bought their own.
Well, I'll tell you, around here, until the wee hours of the morning, it sounded like war. It really did. I mean, it was shots 360 degrees, literally, like boom, 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 boom. I mean, hours and hours and hours of these explosions. And from
our
perspective...
Well, I had to put earplugs in when I went to bed, even out where I live.
It was that loud, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we were really concerned. We thought, and I'm not exaggerating, class, we thought we might have a stampede of our cows.
I can't understand.
Really, because the dogs were terrified. All the animals were absolutely frightened beyond belief with all this noise. And one thing that I'd like to suggest that our class consider, as things escalate around the country, all this violence, there are going to be sounds like that more and more and more, and it won't be fireworks. It will be live rounds. And that's what's happening in the cities. There are a lot of deaths in the cities, Dr. Sheely, throughout the United States over the weekend. An enormous amount of deaths. People getting shot. Why? Why is this happening? So, I had a question for you about the heat and the sun. And maybe this is part of it. I've noticed that when I was a young person, let's say a young teenager, throughout my entire teenage life, I could go out, go swimming, lie down on the concrete around the pool. There was a YMCA pool in our village when I was growing up. It was an outdoor pool, and you could lie on the white concrete all afternoon, and it was okay. Now, when you go out, you get burned in a matter of minutes, absolute minutes. What do you think it is? Is it us? Did we get older? Is it the...
Well, I don't know, because I don't have that problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have for years, for many years, taken PAVA before I went out to stop burning occurring. But actually, for the last 10 years or so, I just take astaxanthine, and it allows me to tan deeper, but I don't ever have to worry about burning. I mean, I spent, I think about 5 hours out in the sun on Saturday.
Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about. When I was younger, I could spend 5 hours out in the sun, no shirt, no problem at all, none. Now, of course, I would get tan, But, you know, I wouldn't turn lobster red and you know, be in pain. You know, right now, I'll go out for, let's say, a half hour, and I'll come in soaking wet. Soaking wet. And then I'll cool off a little bit, have a whole bunch to drink, go back out and do it, and, you know, just repeat. But it wasn't like that as I remember when I was
right.
I was younger.
Do you take astaxanthine?
Absolutely.
30 milligrams?
maybe 20. Yeah, 20.
Yeah, that should be plenty.
Yep.
Well, I don't know what it is. And I guess we all have our variations. But interestingly, I've been preparing to finish my telomere study, and I've been collecting all kinds of reports on what keeps telomeres longer in people ordinarily. And they have done a study in both men and women that people who take multivitamins, not only multivitamins, also vitamin D3 and vitamin E, etc., all have longer telomeres than those who do not.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because that was one of the questions on my list for today. All the medical doctors whom I've spoken with in my entire life, with the exception of you and your team, have said, you know, I've asked, so should I take vitamins, just to see what they would say? And it's like they had they prepared for a test. And the test was, so if you have a patient that says, should I take vitamins, what is the answer? And then the answer is, no, you get all the vitamins and minerals you need from the food. It seems like they took that test, and they memorized that answer, because they've all said the same thing, except for you and your team. So, what would you say to someone who
says...
They
are brainwashed stupid.
Uh-huh.
That's what I would say, and that's the kindest thing I can say.
Mm-hmm.
They're ignorant, uninformed, uneducated, stupid, and possibly... probably brainwashed by the pharmacomafia.
I did an experiment. I did a couple of experiments here at the farm. One was I took two fields and I limed them. One I limed heavily, and the other I limed just a standard amount. And another field I didn't lime at all. And we had exactly the same weather conditions, because these fields are adjacent to each other. So it's one field, then the next field, then the next field. The one with the most lime absolutely performed the best in terms of growing vigorous, healthy, thick grass. The one with a less amount of lime did fine, but not quite as well. The one with no lime, terrible.
I bet.
So, yeah.
So it looks as if you cannot overlime practically.
Right. And here's an interesting thing as well. So for years, many, many years, you know, if you wanted to have your lime fields limed, you'd call the farmers cooperative and you'd say, hey, can I get some lime on my fields? And they go, well, we're not doing that now. And no matter when you call them, they weren't doing that now. And so for years, I'd call them and I'd get put on the list, and then something would happen to the list. Either my name would get crossed off, deleted. They would rewrite the list without my name. But for about 5 years, I couldn't get lime. And I was patient and patient. Finally, I lost my patience. And I decided to buy a lime truck. Actually, it's a salt truck. And this is one of those, you know, old clunkers that you'd see on the highways, you know, on Interstate 44, for example, spreading salt on the roads. And what it did, it took rock salt, and it had a rotating disc with veins on it. The rock salt would be delivered via a conveyor belt to this rotating disc, and it would just spread it across the road. And it spread it three lanes, which is great, because if it could do that with rock salt, it could probably do it with lime. So I bought this truck used with our son, and we worked on it and fixed it up, and we use that to spread lime. Now, it'll hold several tons of lime. Now the problem is, I can't get anybody to deliver lime. Nobody will bring lime to the farm. So I hope I don't have to buy a dump truck.
But, wow, that is really interesting.
I'm very serious about that. So I haven't seen anybody lime their fields. Nobody. Because nobody wants to lime fields. And I don't blame them. It's a miserable job. You know, you get in the truck, and if the wind is blowing, lime is everywhere. It's like you can't see where you're going. There's so much lime. And we don't do it that way. We wait till it's damp. We wait till the lime isn't going to go flying all over. We wait till it doesn't go airborne, close up the windows in the truck, and we go slowly so that, you know, it doesn't create a lime fog. But what I am saying is everything seems to be broken, Dr. Shuey. Everything that we touch, everything that we want to do is getting so hard to do because we either can't get the parts, the people who order the parts don't know what they're doing, the people who used to be there to order the parts don't show up at work anymore, the stores are closed, the supply chain is broken. I mean, it's real simple. There are three quarries around our farm, three limestone quarries. And it's not like they cooperate with each other. They all sell at whatever price they want. One's in Springfield, one's in Lebanon, and one's in Mansfield. And all we have to do is call them up and say, we'd like to buy some lime, and they would ship it. Well, they don't have, or they'd truck it in. They don't have any trucks anymore. They don't do their own. They hire it out. And the guys that they hire don't want to deliver lime anymore. So I don't know how this is all going to work. When the fields stop producing grass, we're going to have fewer cows. We have fewer cows, the price is going to go up. We're going to have less food. It's simple as that. Because you need lime for everything. Lime is the catalyst that releases the nutrients from the soil. That's what it is. And it's cheap,
It's cheap. It's the big reason why our food supply, even that in the so-called grocery stores, are highly deficient, because they have not been properly raised.
Mm-hmm.
It's like being raised without a parent.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, so what I'm saying is I did just a very simple experiment. It took, you know, a whole year to do this, you know, to test just the results of lime. And we had everything here to test it. And, you know, the lime, the spread truck, and the grass. And we didn't change the grass. We didn't plant new grass. Same old grass we've had for, you know, all the years we've been here, 15 plus years. Same old grass that was here for probably 40 or 50 years before that. And the conditions were identical. You know, same amount of rain on all the fields, same amount of sun. Everything was the same except for the lime. And it seems to me that if you look at farm-grown produce, vegetables, for example, if you look at a tomato that is grown in a garden with the proper nutrients, it's deeper red. The meat has more flesh to it. You compare that to a hydroponic tomato from the supermarket, and there's no taste. The consistency, the flesh isn't right. The color's not right. Nothing's right except one thing that they do way better than we do. They get them all to be the same size. They're all identical. They all, I mean, same size, same shape, same everything. No bugs, no nicks or dents in the flesh. It looks like they're waxed, you know, keep them fresh for, appearing to be fresh for, you know, a couple months. Other than that, they're lousy. And they don't taste right. So the next question, Dr. Shuey, is if they taste mealy, if they have no flavor, if they're not really palatable, are they as good as the darker red tomatoes, the fleshier tomatoes, the juicier?
You always ask your own question.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, the answer is simple, class. Grow your own garden. It's not too late. Start right now. It takes practice and takes years to get it right. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. N-O-R-M. SHEALY.com, NormShealy.com. And that's where you can go to find his books and peruse his offerings for vitamins, minerals, supplements, the whole nine yards. I shop at Dr. Shealy's. I go to his clinic, or I used to in the good old days. But you can buy everything that I buy online. We've got a couple calls on the screen. First Kathy, then Dan in Texas. Kathy, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Hi, Vincent. How are you?
Hey. really well, you know, considering the environment we're in, right? Yeah.
Oh, I know. I have a question for Dr. Shealy, if I could.
Of course.
Dr. Shealy, I have a cavity by one of my crowns in my teeth, and that crown's been in there a long time, maybe 30 years, and they said there's some decay by the crown. They also said that I have one cavity, I still have all my wisdom teeth, and I have a small cavity back in the back. I would like to not have to do anything, but I believe there's already some decay there. I did read before, and I wanted your opinion on what would you do. And also, I've read about some of the homeopathic remedies where you can use the kelk foss and the kelk floor and take those a couple times a day, several times a day, and that is supposed to help remineralize the teeth. So I wanted to know what your opinion is.
Well, unfortunately, I don't know enough about that kind of homeopathy, but if there are reports that it works, then it's certainly a lot less invasive than trying to fill a cavity, any tooth, any time. Secondly, of course, I had my wisdom teeth removed when I was 18, and I thought you almost had to have them removed when they got into trouble, but if it will take care of cavities in the other teeth, I presume it will take care of cavities in that tooth. So I would say try it for 6 months, but if it doesn't work, you may have to go to restoration.
Okay. Well, I guess my concern was if I try it for 6 months, is that going to be, like, am I going to be risking having more issues with the teeth? Or do you think I don't think any of them are all that big, but I do know the one in the wisdom teeth, they said there's like a small hole there. I had trouble with it before because there's a funny angle to it, and they said that it's just almost difficult to get to, even as a dentist, to try to kind of clean it.
Right.
So
you know what I would do? I would I'll brush my teeth with Honest O3, H-O-N-E-S-T, O3. That has ozone in it. It is undoubtedly the best tooth whitening brushing material I've ever seen. And I think the ozone in that could help as much as the homeopathic thing.
Okay. I did buy some. I heard your advice before, and I have been using it for probably at least a month. Dr. Seeley, is there a reason that this happens? I really take very good care of my teeth. The only thing I was wondering is I do drink lemon water, and I have lemon in my tea. Is that something that can affect, like, the breakdown of your teeth?
Probably not. What I would do is check the pH of your saliva in the morning before you drink anything. If your pH is below 7, then you need potassium gluconate to alkalinize your blood and saliva.
Okay. Okay.
Because it has to be
what
can do more harm than anything.
What amount of potassium gluconate would you recommend, and how should we consume it? Should our pH be less than 7.0?
A rounded teaspoon. And you put it in water and drink it.
Okay. And when do we test our pH, saliva test? When do we test our...
Before you drink anything in the morning.
Right, okay, but is there a time from the time we get up through X number of minutes or hours that we need to test it?
I don't think it matters, you know, as long as you've been away from drinking or eating for at least a half hour.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The commissioner of the FDA, Dr. Stephen Hahn, is warning that Americans who are not following measures like social distancing amid the continuing coronavirus pandemic are putting themselves and their loved ones in harm's way. Speaking on CNN, Hahn repeatedly urged that everybody follow public health guidelines, including wearing masks in public and frequently washing their hands. The Cleveland Indians are considering changing the team's name. As the nationwide move towards social equality is building, the manager, Terry Francona, confirming that he supports the idea and that, quote, it's time to move forward. Cleveland's American League team has been called the Indians since back in 1915. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Wall Street is opening sharply higher this morning to start the first full trading week of July, as Friday was a day off for the street in advance of the 4th of July holiday. Airline stocks and others tied to the economic recovery are gaining ground as investors remain upbeat, despite the uptick in those coronavirus cases in America. Gasoline prices across the U.S. have decreased for the first time in nearly 10 weeks, that they had been edging up. We get more on the story from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Although it's a tiny drop of 1 cent for a national average of $2.17 a gallon, the price is 59 cents lower than a year ago. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about the wide disparity of prices across the nation.
Across the country, the lowest average gas prices can be found in Mississippi, where the statewide average is $1.81 per gallon, followed by Louisiana at $1.83, Arkansas at $1.85, Texas at $1.86, and Oklahoma also at $1.86 per gallon. Leading the nation with the priciest gasoline is California, where the statewide average has risen to $3.08 per gallon, followed by Hawaii, which has seen a drop to $3.07 per gallon, Washington at $2.70, Nevada at $2.61, and Oregon at $2.58 per gallon.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, medical doctor. Kathy is on with us, and Dan is up next. And I just want to tell you that what I prefer to do here at USA Prepares is make sure you get your medical questions, all your questions, answered completely rather than, you know, racing through with 10-second answers. That, you know, it's hard to figure out what you should do in terms of following the medical advice. Kathy, back to you.
Dr. Shealy, the one other question I have for you. You were talking about using the Schweppes tonic water, and I can't remember what you said to use that for.
I'm sorry, I missed the word. What kind of water?
The Schweppes tonic water.
Yeah, you said I talked about using some kind of water, but I missed the word.
Schweppes.
She's saying She's talking about Schweppes tonic water, quinine water, Dr.
Oh,
Julie.
Oh, quinine water. Well, it has quinine in it, which is slightly bitter tasting, but I just like the flavor of it. I mean, it has no therapeutic value that I know of.
Other than fighting malaria, right?
Well, I don't think you've got enough in there to touch the malaria, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what I mean is during World War II, we heard that quinine was something that was used to treat malaria.
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Kathy?
No, that's all I wanted to ask. And I just wanted to say, Dr. Shealy, you're just such a wonderful doctor, and I appreciate you.
Well, thank you. I just have fun. I really enjoy what I do.
Kathy, I hear that a lot. I hear that a lot about Dr. Norm Shealy. People just love hearing him on the air. And so just to recap Dr. Shealy, Kathy's question, is there a protocol for remineralizing teeth? So if we've got a cavity, if we keep the cavity clean, can our body say, you know what, let's just fix that. Let's just fix that pothole. Is that possible?
Of a study that does that, but I suspect that if you really search the homeopathic literature, you might find it, because homeopathy is underrated, of course, by the average physician.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So go ahead, Kathy.
I'm sorry. I'll just get off so Dan can get on in a minute. But I was doing a little research over the weekend, and there are some homeopaths that have used it for their children with even teeth that appeared to be crooked, and they gave them the remedy three times a day, and she just kept her children on it. And she said that their teeth are healthy and strong, and their teeth straightened from it. And it was the calc fossa and the calc floor, the 6X. So anyway, thank you, Dr. Shealy. Thank you, Vincent.
Kathy, I'll see you on Friday. Thank you,
okay.
Kathy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dan in Texas, thank you for your patience and waiting for us.
All right. Well, thank you guys for once again being on the air on Mondays with Dr. Shealy. I'm going back to his book, Healing Remedies. And I, too, have ordered the Honest O3 Dental Paste and have been using it for at least a month now. My question on page 260, and I know you guys probably don't have that book in front of you, but Dr. Shealy, you mentioned about fluoride on page 260. Now, do you recommend fluoride, or did you?
No.
Or okay.
I actually do not recommend fluoride ever, 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 ever now. I think it is a poison because it's in the water, it's in so many drugs, it's in toothpaste, and it has caused almost, we're near total sterilization of men. Sperm count has decreased from 150 million to 40 million. When it gets to 20 million, there ain't going to be no more babies. So we've got to get rid of fluoride.
Okay, so in your book, you just talk about fluorine and fluoride, but you don't recommend it.
No.
Okay, thank you.
I have the book right in front of me. And
yeah.
You're right, page 260. It says, fluorine is a trace mineral found naturally in soil, water, plants, and animal tissues. It's electrically charged form, fluoride, which we know we usually refer to it as. He talks about it. He absolutely does. But let's see.
Well, the naturally occurring stuff, the traces
yeah.
that you might find in nature are nothing compared to the poison in our water system.
You're talking about the concentration, right, Dr. Shealy?
Yeah.
It's more concentrated
yeah.
in water and toothpaste. Yeah, arsenic's a poison, too, and that's naturally occurring. So is uranium. And so, you know, I'm not going to brush my teeth with uranium.
Well, why don't we put it in the water system instead of the air?
Dan, I've got a question for you. So you have this book. I've made the comment, and I stand by it, and I'd love to hear your reaction, that this book, and it's called The Illustrated Encyclopedia of Healing Remedies, Over 1,000 Natural Remedies for the Prevention, Treatment, and Cure of Common Ailments and Conditions by C. Norman Shealy, M.D., Ph.D. That book, I've said, is if you're going to buy one book, just one book, and only own one book, that is the one to get. Would you agree or disagree with that, Dan?
Well, I mean, it's going to be a top five for me. The Bible's going to be number one, but this book is amazing as far as all the intricacies for, what was it, I don't know, $15, $16?
Well, maybe. I've bought them for as low as $5. Shipped. And you know, that's, you can't buy that much material. Forget the knowledge and the effort to put this together. There are a bunch of stupid people out there, and this is proof of it, because they're willing to sell these. They've got to be crazy to sell these.
Hey, speaking of selling things, just over the weekend I got the pulse oximeter, and after listening to Kathy with her teeth problem, how come they call it a toothbrush instead of a teeth brush? But I digress.
Well, it didn't start just there. They call it tooth powder, okay, and toothpaste. And obviously, if you start out with 32, you'd want to have 32 tubes of toothpaste if you were going to use toothpaste, right?
Yeah.
One for each tooth.
I think of the things that I've ordered. In fact, my moringa trees are slowly growing. How are your guys's?
Mine got up and left. So I've got more seeds. I've got to start over. And I don't know what happened. I was experimenting with, I think I over-caffeinated them. I gave them some coffee, and I think they got sick. So I'm starting over. I'm serious. They seem to like it. They seem to, a little bit of coffee, they really took off. I gave them a little bit more, they really took off. I gave them a little bit more, and they keeled over.
But I think of the things that I've ordered, listening to your guys' shows, and I usually only listen on Monday. Do you have anything where, and I guess I shop more at Amazon, but do you have like a little thing where if we punch in your code, somehow you get credit? Because I'm sure Kathy's the same thing, where she listened to your stuff and then ordered. Is there a way we can help you out by ordering through Amazon?
You know, the answer is no, you cannot. And I'll tell you why. I used to have commercials. You know, the way radio works is we'll call them the host. That would be me. The owner of the broadcast, for example, would be me in this case. I would get X number of minutes of commercial time per hour. And I got 3 minutes per hour, 6 minutes per day. So 2 hours times 3 minutes an hour, 6 minutes. And I could sell those commercials. I could use them any way I wanted, as long as, you know, the FCC rules weren't violated, and as long as GCN didn't have a problem with, you know, what I was trying to do. I decided a long time ago that I didn't want them, and I was not going to sell them. I did not want any compensation for them, and I asked GCN if I could give them back those 6 minutes and turn that into programming time, class time. So I don't have any revenue source, none, with this broadcast. No money comes to Vinny, and Vinny doesn't pay any money, which that's another thing that's a little different. Radio today has become a lot of programming is paid programming. As a matter of fact, the vast majority of programming is paid programming. So I don't pay to have USA Prepares on the air, and we don't get paid to have USA Prepares on the air. We have no revenue sources. We have no fiduciary links to anything, no financial links to anything. So if I recommend a product, it's because I like it, and it's because I think it's worthy of mentioning, and I think that I've tried it. I like it, and I could endorse and recommend it, but nobody pays me. Even though, let me give you an example. So last Friday I had Mark Allred on. Mark Allred is with a company that is advertising here on GCN. I have no financial relationship. I've never received any compensation, nor would I, to have Mark on to talk about his carbine conversion unit for handguns. I just thought that that's really kind of a neat thing, that if you've got to pack up and get out and you want the minimum weight and the maximum protection, rifle and pistol all in kind of like a kit, what a great way to go with one kind of ammunition, one kind of magazine. What a great way to go. So that's why I interviewed him. I did not receive, ask for, nor want, nor would I accept compensation for that. It's just because I want to. So we do not have a mechanism for click here and, you know, make us a hero, click here for likes, click here for, we don't have that stuff. And we don't get any compensation. None. Not through YouTube. We don't get it through anybody. And what that does for me, Vin Finelli, what that does for me is it allows me to actually be independent. We don't have a donate button. I've even taken down our website because we've been beat up. People would just beat us up on our own website, and I wouldn't allow that either. So it's the only reason we do what we do is because we want to, and if we don't feel like doing it anymore, we'll probably just go away, but we don't get paid for it. There's nothing. There is no. There's nothing that people could take away from us that would hurt us. Meaning, okay, you guys, if you don't stop talking about X, Y, and Z, we're going to cut off your funding. There's no funding to cut off. We don't have any. And if I recommend Pro-Pure water filtration systems, it's because I use them. So that's kind of, it'd be nice, Dan, if we could, do something like that, I suppose. But I do not want to be, in a position where we can't say what we want to say. Because if we do, we'll hurt somebody's feelings, and then they'll shut off our financial faucet. Dr. Shealy, how do you feel about that?
Well, I think you're right, of course. Obviously, anything you allow on your show is an endorsement. And I'm willing to do that for a few people on my local radio show. I only allow companies that I believe are just as good as me.
Mm-hmm. And I agree. Dan, if you'd like to hold, we'll be glad to go through the break and have some more of your thoughts, comments, questions, concerns. But, and we don't have a give us money button on the website. We don't have that. We don't even have the website. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. Dan, you brought up an interesting question and comment, and I'd like to just flesh this out a little bit more. So, USA Preparers might be considered in the aisle of alternative radio. Genesis Communications Network, the largest of its kind in the country, might be considered alternative radio. What would it be an alternative to? Well, that would be the mainstream media. Yeah, you know, the ABCs, CBS, NBCs, you know, Fox, you know, those kinds of media. Some people would say that, no, we're not alternative media. We're independent media. Well, to that, I would say that's not true. I would say it's not true because, and I'm not talking about USA Preparers. We are different from everybody. There's nothing like USA Preparers on the radio dial. Nothing. We're the only ones who do what we do. But the ones who say that we're not alternative radio, we're independent, that's not true because they take contributions. They get paid by people who have agendas. And let me give you just one example of an agenda. There are radio programs that are dedicated to promoting President Donald Trump. And they have the word Trump in their broadcast name. I'm not going to mention exactly who they are. But that's paid programming. Or it was paid programming to help Donald Trump become elected and to keep him looking positive. There's programming like that. Now, would you call that independent media? I wouldn't. I would say that is media. That would be the Ministry of Propaganda. In my world, that would be, you know, Joseph Goebbels. In 2020. That's how I would look at that. So what I'm saying is, when you look at the media, please don't believe anything. Don't even believe what we say here at USA Prepares. Don't believe anybody. Do your own research. And what I do is I keep these spiral-bound notebooks. There's 70 pages. They're for students. And the Chinese factory outlet sells them at back to school days. And that's when I used to buy cases of them at a time for 17 cents a piece. And I have, you know, cases of these, and I just take the next one out off the top of the case as when I use up the last one. And I've got them all. And what I do is I write my notes. So in this particular broadcast today, I've got some notes about things I want to do more research on. And what are they? Well, Dr. Sheely talked about the pH of 7.0. And he talked about potassium glutenate. I wrote that down. He said a rounded teaspoon in water. I wrote that down. Okay. We talked about multivitamins. I wrote that down. He talked about Honest O3. I already researched that before. I want to do more research on that. So, though I wrote down quinine. Now, why did I do that? Because he got me started, tweaked my memory, and I want to do even more research than I've done already. Why? Because I want to know more. So that's how I operate, and I suggest that you all do the same thing. I mean, I believe Dr. Sheely, but what I'm saying is, make sure you do your own research. Okay, that's really important. Now, even though you believe Dr. Sheely, and even though I do, and even though I'm telling you the things that I say are true, I still want you to confirm it for yourself. Dan, any comments?
Well, I think when you talk about programming independent, I don't see you on either one of them. First, the word programming. I think they do a good job of programming. If anything, you're unprogramming us and you're allowing us to think for ourselves, because if we start doing that, we're probably going to go back to a prosperous nation.
Dr. Sheely, any comments?
Well, I think we do have to do our own research. I've been doing that for the last 50-plus years. And you can't always find what you want, but if you can find support of it with other valid publications, then you just use those to reinforce what you're saying.
There you go. So my understanding of Dr. Sheely, and I've known him about 10 years now, my understanding is, Dr. Sheely, you learn things, and this is not exclusive that you take other people's work, but you found work that interested you, and you wanted to know more, and then you did your own research to either prove, disprove, collaborate, or find inaccurate. Is that right?
A great analysis. You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. So I think you should do the same thing, class, in your lives. And you know, toward the end of the meetups, toward those 5 years of meetups, I started saying in the last, let's say, 2 years, 3 years maybe, look, I'm not interested in teaching you how to store matches for 20 years in a jar. I'm not interested in doing that anymore. We've already done that. I'm interested in teaching you how to think, how to discern the truth, how to figure out what's true from the lies, because as we go down this road, it's getting worse. And other people said at the meetups, we don't want to know that. We just told us what to do. And I say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm going to teach you to think for yourself, because someday Vinny's not going to be here anymore to tell you what to do. So you're going to have to learn the way I did. So I'll teach you, or I'll try to teach you how to think. Dan, if you'd like to stay with us, you may. We've got Gene in Kentucky on hold. Did you want to stay with us?
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.